On this day, June 7th, 1769, it's Boone Day, a celebration of one of America's greatest pioneers. What is a pioneer, and why are they so important? We're going to tell you that story. Let's get started. On this day, June 7th, 1769, it's about Daniel Boone, and today is Boone Day. It's a celebration of one of America's greatest pioneers. Now, for those who like to follow the frontier, it's Boone Day. On this day, June 7, 1769, frontiersman Daniel Boone first saw the forests and valleys of Kentucky. But we need to get the backstory. Pioneer days are just about gone, right? Yet we modern people long to go to the woods, build cabins, deal with the elements, explore the wilderness, and enjoy the evening campfire. And kids still play games that find their origins in the pioneer days. Now, frontier ways are still woven into the fabric of our national ideas of leisure. However, pioneer life was anything but leisure for the original pioneers. The English word pioneer comes from an old French word meaning foot soldier. A pioneer originates or helps open up a new line of thought or activity, which prepares the way for others to follow or improve upon. Pioneers do the hardest work, while those who follow after have the benefit of the pioneer's experience. Thank God for pioneers. Now, Daniel Boone was a pioneer of westward expansion. Now, America in the early days was crammed up against the Atlantic Ocean. Now, by the 1760s and 70s, the Old West started playing a big part in the history and government of the United States. The Treaty of Paris in 1763 gave the British control of the region between the Ohio River, the Great Lakes, and the Mississippi. So people started pouring across the mountains into the western wilderness. Now, the man who pioneered this movement was Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone was born on November 2nd, 1734, in Berks County, Pennsylvania, which was on the edge of the wilderness at that time. And his youth was spent hunting and trapping on the North Carolina frontier. His life was full of adventure. And in his happiest times were on the long hunting trips far away from home. In 1769, with five companions, Daniel Boone started out on a quest for Kentucky. Now, he and his friends crossed the Blue Ridge Mountains and passed through the Cumberland Gap. And on this day, June 7th, 1769, he first saw the forests and valleys of Kentucky. So after a couple years of thrilling adventures and narrow escapes from the Indians, he established a fort at Boonesboro and took his family with him to live there in June of 1775. And this was the first permanent settlement in Kentucky, which, by the way, was still part of Virginia at that time and remained so until 1790. Now, remember what we said about a pioneer. He goes before others. And in this case, Daniel Boone was a pioneer in going westward. And so he did this first trip to Kentucky. He paved the way. And while he was there, Boone surveyed tracts of lands for those who would come to settle there. So he went before and prepared the way for others. Forests were cleared, fields were cultivated, crops appeared, and towns and forts began to grow up. Now think about what it was like to travel in those days. It was very difficult. They didn't have cars or planes like we have. Remember, trails were impassable in wet weather. Horseback and stagecoach were the only means of travel. Daniel Boone did something to help travelers make their life a little bit easier. What he did was he marked out the trail, which became known as the Wilderness Road. It's also known as Boone's Trail and Kentucky Road. Now, the Wilderness Road started in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, passed between the Allegheny and Blue Ridge Ranges to the Potomac River near Harper's Ferry. And from there, it eventually made its way to where Louisville now is. And if you've ever driven down I-65 to Louisville, you realize we've come a long way since Daniel Boone. Now, people started using this road until there were many clearings and towns scattered along the wilderness. Now, try to imagine thousands of brave pioneers traveling westward on this mountain trail with their wives, kids, livestock, farming tools, and Bibles to make a new life for themselves and their families. The men and boys usually walked. Women and girls rode on the horses, and they cooked for the party when they camped. The men knew how to defend themselves, being skilled with their long-barreled rifles and hunting knives. However, the trips were still perilous, and many family members died on the trip, and their graves lined the trail. Pioneers suffered for their children and their grandchildren. They had generations ahead in their mind. Pioneers weren't about safety and security like many of us are today. Think about what these pioneers went through to make our lives what they are today. Remember what I said at the beginning of this lesson. People today find pioneer life a leisure. It's like sport to many. But what is leisure to us was life-threatening to them. They went ahead of us. They blazed the trail so that what was their danger is now our leisure. Thank God for pioneers.